Lili Nishmas of Klanimus Kamish Ben Reveli Melech. Shvius Perak Zion Mishnah Aleph. Klal Godel Omer B'Shvius. So there's a big Klal they said by Shvius. Klal Godel. So the Rambam says, Keneged, that we say Klal. We had it by Peya, Maisris. The Gemara says in Shabbos that it says by Shabbos, Klal Godel Omer B'Shabbos, in the seventh parak of Shabbos too, because Shabbos is greater than Maisris. So here the Taisis Yontif says that it says Godel because Shvius is also more chomer than Maisris, and the Oynish is greater, because by Maisris, you're not chayv on animal food. And here, on Shvius, we're going to see that you are chayv on animal food. So that's why it says Godel. So interesting, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings that by Shabbos, it also says Klal Godel, even greater than Shvius. Why is Shabbos regular greater than Shvius? Because Shabbos, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, there's malachas on things that are detached from the ground. On Shvius, it's only things that are attached from the ground. So there's a klal godel b'shvius. So what's the klal? Kol shu meichel adum meichel behema, anything that's human food, animal food, umi min hatsoivim, and that's used for dyes, ve'enu miskayim ba'aretz, and it will not last in the ground. It's only seasonal. If you leave it in the ground too long, it's going to die. Yesh lo shvius. So there's dinim of shvius by those. Uledam of shvius, and if you would sell those types of things, so the kedusha goes on to the damim, so the money has a kedusha shvius. Yesh lo beer, if there's no more foods in the field for the animals, there's a din of beer by them, and you have to take it out of your house. Ulodom of beer, and even the money that comes from these foods, also you have to do beer to. Ve'ezeh, what are some examples? Ze alei haluf hashoita. So this is wild luf. So this luf actually was seasonal. If you left it in the ground too long, it would die. It was something that almost grew by itself. The Mefarshim explain. And the mission that the Rav says is using these examples, these are not normally eaten, these little vegetables we're going to see, is because it's teaching us a chiddush that by, for example, this lufa shaita, it's not makabel and it's not metame other things, because it's pretty bitter, and the only way it's makabel tum is if you marinate it or do things like that to take away the bitterness, but the chiddush is that, but by shvius, it still has a kedusha of shvius, because it's technically a food. Va'alei ha-dandana, that's mint leaves. Ha-ulshin, ulshin is endives. Now, the Rav teaches us a chiddush. There's two different types of ulshin, those that grow wild and those that are just grown in the garden. And the chiddush is that even the ones in the field, that the other 6 years of a Shemitah cycle, people don't normally eat those. Those wild endives, people don't eat them. And they're not metama. So the chiddush here is by Shemitah, since people are machshev them, because there's obviously less to eat. So people start learning about all these funny vegetables that exist, because they need to have something to eat. So therefore, they're chayiv and shvius. And the Rav also says, and they also have a din tumah because of their chash, because people actually eat them. During the 7th year, so there's a din and tumah that exists in the 7th year by these that doesn't exist. Just a quick question, why luf hashoita, do we not say the same thing, that it's also metama during shvius as well, once we said the chiddush that it's considered a food on Shemitah? Next example, v'akrishin, different types of leeks. Again, two different types, wild and ones that are grown in the garden. The Haragila, this is a portulaca plant. Hope I pronounced it right. Should be a picture below. Vinei Tzacholov, the Rav says this is like a white flower that's white like cholov, or it's a type of plant that when you cut it, there would be a milky substance that would come out of it. Umaychel behema, an animal food. What are those examples? Achoychem vadardarim, thorns and thistles. Umiminatsoiv, what are examples of dyes? Sviche istis, those are the growths of the istis plant. We've said earlier that could be the woad plant, that's what it was called. And the Rav says in Kilaim, that was used for blue dye. The koitza, also another dye, safflower. All these cases, yeshlem shvius, v'lidmeim shvius, they have din of kedushas shvius, that the Rav says you have to be noig by them, not to waste them or to do business with them. V'lidmeim shvius, and again, repeating that the demeim of these things have shvius, yeshlem beer, v'lidmeim beer. You have to be mevarit, and the money of what you buy these things with, also you have to be mevarit if the zman beer comes. But the Rav says, we'll see later, the dinim of beer.